This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
5:09. You got the 2-seed Villanova against the 1-seed Kansas, but let's be honest, that's an appetizer.
Let's be honest. I feel bad because that's a great game too, but boy, it's getting dwarfed.
And I'm sorry, that's 6:09, by the way.
You don't even know the time. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, 6:09. But the late game, that's the one. That is the entree. That is the number 8-seed North Carolina against the 2-seed Duke. And here to talk about us about one of the most iconic games potentially in college basketball history is Duke alum and all-around great guy, former NBA GM as well, Billy King. Billy, how are you? It's Peter and Don.
Hey, Peter. Don, how are you? Thanks for having me.
We're great, man. First things first, what are you feeling going into tomorrow between the Duke-North Carolina aspect and the potential for it to be Coach K's last game? What are your emotions about tomorrow generally?
Well, I just came back from the open practice with my son, and you know, Carolina was just finishing up, and I saw Duke practice. And so, the last game, it's been like, you know, it could have been the last game for a while, but it's, you know, to me, it's about trying to win a championship. It's not as much about trying to beat Carolina. I like to see Coach K go out with the championship, so I'm just hoping the guys continue to play like they've played.
See, that's what I was going to ask you, Billy. You know, normally you hear athletes and coaches say, hey, it's just another game. Go out there, do what you have to do, and it's about moving on to the next round. Survive in advance, right? But how do you ignore it could be Coach K's last game? How do you ignore that it's Duke, North Carolina for the first time ever in the NCAA tournament and how much you hate the opponent? How do you shelve all that and just focus on your job?
Well, the one thing is it is just another game. I know it's when you've played in it, the fans and you know, they get more into it for the rivalry and talking about it. But from a player standpoint, you are so locked in on what you're supposed to do, the film session. And so you know you're playing a familiar opponent in Carolina, but it's about trying to do your job. I think back to the two Final Fours I played in, I never really realized I was playing in the Final Four because it was about we're playing my sophomore year, we were playing Kansas in the first round, then Louisville in championship, then Kansas my senior year, and the job we had to do. And so that's how you focus from the players. From the fans, yeah, you get emotional, you get excited. My friends that are Carolina fans, you know, you try not to say anything beforehand because you hope you win, you can talk to them. But from the player standpoint, they are locked in on the job at hand.
Now, Billy, you were a part of Coach K's first Final Four team, and what have you seen in terms of a difference between the late 30s, early 40s Coach K and the guy we see today? And did you always know that he would go on to be an all-time great, or was he just coach back then?
Well, when I started playing for him, I just believed in him. And I chose Duke because a 36-year-old believed in a 17-year-old kid, and gave me confidence and belief. And that year we made it to the Final Four, lost in the championship with 37-3. You know, I believed, okay, we're going to go the next year, and we lost in the Sweet 16. Then my senior year, we went back just because his preparation for the tournament and how he prepares you as a team is he doesn't look at the big picture. He says the goal is to win that first weekend. We've got a tournament this first weekend. Let's win this tournament. And then the next weekend, let's win this tournament that we play in this weekend. And then the next thing you're in the Final Four, and then it's like, let's win this tournament. And so his preparation and mindset, how he prepares you for it, is the goal is to win championships. If you win the regular season title, then our next goal is to win the ACC championship. And he breaks it down and mentally just has you focus on the small task, not the big thing of winning a national championship when you start out.
How much does what happened in Cameron Indoor apply to what's going to happen Saturday?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure the players would be motivated to go out and play better, just like Carolina was in that game after Duke had played, destroyed them over in Chapel Hill. So I'm sure from a player standpoint, you want to go out and perform better than you did the last time you played them. So they will have some motivation to go out and play better. And if they go out and play better and give everything they have and they lose, then you shake their hand. But I do know that from a player standpoint, they will want to play better because they know that that was not their best performance.
What did, in your day, what did Carolina games feel like? Did it always feel different than anything else?
Yeah, it did, because you knew that you were playing your rival and people around you. That's all they were talking about. But it was a game because you knew each other really well. You see each other out because you tend to go out in Chapel Hill and you see those guys. So it was a game that you elevated, because also you knew TV-wise, and the people they were in the stands, you knew that it was a marquee matchup. But I wanted to beat them every chance I had. My senior year, it's fortunate we played them three times, and I beat them three times, and I had a winning record in 4 years. So that tells you a little bit about my mindset. I know that I had a winning record against them. Not many classes do, because you see those things. I see those guys in the barbershop because we're the same barber. And so you wanted to beat them for that factor. It was like, playing your little brother. You wanted to, didn't want your little brother to beat you. And I always say that little brother, because we were the big brothers.
And talking to Billy King here on the Michael Kay Show, I caught that for sure. And that, on along those lines, Mike Greenberg mentioned this on a show a few days ago, Billy, that he actually doesn't want Duke and North Carolina to meet, because it'll end the rivalry, it'll end the talk. Whoever wins will have the hammer. Whoever wins will have the last say, and that kind of takes the fun out of the back and forth of who's better. Do you see any logic behind what Greeny was saying?
No, because, it doesn't matter. It's like when Duke wins the national championship the next year, if Carolina wins it, it'll go back and forth. This will go on. It's like the Hatfields and McCoys. It's never going to end. And my friends at Carolina, such as Mitch Kupchak, and them, some of them I have a running bet of $1, and we pay up. But it's something that will live long. The greatest player ever, Michael Jordan, whenever he sees me, he says, "What's up, Dookie?" So it's something. And when I worked there in Brooklyn and in Philadelphia, if you worked for me, you could not wear a Carolina blue in the office at any time.
I love it. I mean, I hate Duke, no offense, but I love that you did that. I respect
that. That's okay. I mean, there's no in between. You either hate Duke or you love Duke. There's no people that are middle of the road, and I can take that.
No, well, listen, I went to Maryland and graduated in 2002, the championship year. So that was really the height of the intensity in that Maryland-Duke rivalry, which was a fun one from the early 2000s. We always taught Carolina. Who do you hate next after Carolina as a true school Dukie?
Wow. For me, it probably would have been, during my time, it would have been Georgia Tech, just because, I never beat them down there in Georgia, in Atlanta, but that would have been for me. But there's nobody else. I mean, I'll root for Maryland. I'll root for NC State. I'll root for UVA to win in Miami. I love Jim Larranaga. I'll root for any other school in ACC when they're playing anybody else. The only school I can't do that for is Carolina.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Billy, your two former teams as an executive, the Sixers and the Nets, battling, certainly the Nets coming from the bottom to the top, and the Sixers with a chance more at the top of the conference. I'm sure you've been paying attention. How do you think the East is going to shake out in the NBA?
I mean, I think the overall NBA playoffs are going to be amazing, just because you have a team like Brooklyn who has been hurt and at the bottom, but they have two great players in Kyrie and Durant. You've got Philly who's trying to blend in, you know, Harden, and, you know, they lose last night to Detroit. Then you have Milwaukee and Brooklyn have a great game last night. So I just think that the hardest thing is going to be to beat Kevin Durant and Kyrie in four games. That's what makes March Madness so great, because it only takes one game. But in the playoffs, you have to beat somebody four times. It's very, very difficult. So I think the playoffs are going to be amazing. You're going to see some great finishes because, you know, there are some teams that are at the bottom that, if healthy, they would definitely have been at the top. And Milwaukee was down below. They make their way up. And so, you know, the play-in games are going to be interesting to see who gets to that eighth spot and then who plays number one. So I just, you know, look at Milwaukee, I think, is up there. And I think Brooklyn, because they have Durant and Kyrie, you can't count them out. But Miami has taken a little bit of slide. But the greatest thing about the NBA is when that last regular season game and you – After the playing games, you get eight in each side, then it becomes real because guys, their level of focus, intensity goes up. There's no more rest days. There's no more, the guys aren't taking nights off because every minute, every second is important.
All right, last couple things for Billy King before we let you go. There's a story out there that years ago when you were the GM in Philly, you tried to get Coach K away from Duke and hire him as head coach. Is that true, and did you ever get close to it happening?
No, it is true. When Larry Brown left, I called him, and he was in the car with Mrs. K's wife, and they were hit at the vacation. And I just said, Larry's leaving, and I have to ask before I, you know, look at anybody else, would you be interested in coming here? And he laughed, said, no, I'm okay. I'm going to stay at Duke. I said, okay, but I had to ask. And it didn't take long for a no, but I, looking back on it at that time, I was thinking just for Philadelphia, but then I look as a Duke alum, you know, I probably would not have been allowed back on campus if he would have came because, you know, but at that time I was thinking about selfishly, you know, I needed him, and but he said no at the time, and which I knew he probably would, and I'm glad he did say no because it's great that he's going to finish at Duke.
Last thing, what's your plan for tomorrow? Like, are you going with the whole family? Will you be, you know, around the team beforehand? How will tomorrow play out for the King family?
Yeah, I'm down here. My son and I came down yesterday, so we're down here. I'm doing some work. I just went into executive search for Modern Executive Solutions, and so I'm having some meetings with different coaches and ADs while I'm here. But my son and I are here, and I went to open practice. I'm in the same hotel with the team, so you know, I've seen them. I was with Coach K, and took a bus actually with Coach K's wife and family over to practice. But and then some of my teammates are in town. I'm going to have dinner with Tommy Amaker tonight. Mark Allery's here. Danny Ferry's coming in. Kenny Denard. So a lot of his former players will be here. So we'll be mingling around and getting ready. I'm glad I realized this because when I booked the show, you know, to come on the show, they said 4:30 and it's an hour difference. So, and you said 6:09, but the game is actually 5:09 here.
Right,
so
right,
I gotta
change
my mind. Things happen quickly, but I'll just try to stay busy until I get to the game. And, you know, it's as Coach K said, what a great weekend that you can have these four teams who won their championships in their regions be here, but also to have this story of Bill Self going for his second, Jay Wright going for his third, Coach K going for his sixth, you know, Hubert Davis in his first year going for his first, Coach K's last year. It's great storylines and great, I mean, it's, if you want to say the Blue Bloods, you got four of the Blue Bloods here playing, which is pretty special.
Billy, thanks so much for making time for us. Enjoy the game tomorrow.
You're welcome. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Billy.
Take care. The great Billy King.
Yeah.
And Don, I know, you're not, basketball's not your number one sport. You know, you're not Andrew Gundling when it comes to college basketball, but how much attention we be paying to Duke Carolina tomorrow?
A lot, and I believe, I was saying this to Andrew before the show, that I think there's going to be a lot of people that are going to watch that have not seen Duke or North Carolina play at all this year.
Yep.
But it's just a big deal, and I think this rating is going to be through the roof. It could rival... Is it possible it could rival NFL playoff games? I mean, they've been getting between, what is it, Andrew, like 8 to 10 million viewing some of these games, especially on the weekend. Saturday night, the NBA lays out, right? You're seeing a lot of afternoon games. So the NBA, I think, for the most part, is going to lay out. Knicks-Cavs is a 1 o'clock start, so I'm assuming the NBA is going to lay out. No baseball, right? There would be baseball going up against it, but not now.
I'd be remiss if I didn't mention you're going to lose a couple of million to WrestleMania. But besides that, you're right.
All right.
Sports-wise, it's all set up for them, Don. And it's the first time ever in the Final Four. If they've gotten as high as close to $10 million, I think $15
million. I was going to say $15, $16
million. And that makes it an NFL playoff game.
You know, that's...
That's wild card weekend.
That's pretty amazing. Because I think you're going to get a lot of people that normally don't pay attention because this ranks as one of the great rivalries in sports.
In just 15 minutes, we'll talk to one of the greatest ever, our guy Bob Costas on the program. Andrew's got ENN. Of course, the Final Four and Drop Madness can be voted on. TMKS ESPN on Twitter.
A dynasty could be ending here, Peter. My five-year reign could come to an end.
Listen, you guys go vote with your heart, but I'll just say Andrew is up on Don early. It is very – this could be one of those moments we talk about for a long time. So much to do up until 6:30 on the radio and on Yes. It's the K Show on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.